Zoomer Radio on the Afternoon Express, Norm and Eva, and happy to have a very special guest in our studio today, Marilyn Lightstone. You probably know as host of your all-time classic hit parade and Nocturne on our sister station, Classical 96.3 FM, but is here this afternoon to talk about a composition that she has put together with a men's chorus. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about this. This was did you write this as something you wanted to put under Flanders Field?
No, it's not under Flanders Field. It is a musical setting for Flanders Field.
Okay.
It's a musical rendition of the poem that we all know so well, but the way we were all taught the poem when we were in grade 3 was, in Flanders Field, the poppies grow, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I don't think the 8-year-old that I was really realized what it was that I was reciting, and nor did our teachers particularly explain it.
I think that's probably true for a lot of us.
I think so. Even though we all know the words, strangely.
Yeah.
You ask any Canadian, they'll know the words. But if you ask them to recite it, they'll recite it in just that same sing-song
way. With a cadence sort of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Marilyn, take us back to when you were at, were you at home and you said, you know what, I got to do something here.
Actually, no, it didn't happen quite like that, Eva. What happened was 2 years ago on the Zoomer, there was a big military panel discussion, and all the bigwigs from the Army were there, and it was Remembrance Day show. And I recited in Flanders Field, but 2 days before the shoot, I suddenly realized, well, I really haven't looked at the words to this poem since I was a child, even though I could recite them, you know, off by heart. So I thought, okay, let me see what these lyrics are. Well, they turned out to be lyrics, but originally they were lines in a poem. What they actually are, and we've come to think of the poem in Canada as a requiem and a lament, and how sad, how terrible the loss of life, and heaven forbid that we should ever have to go to war again, and how foolish war is. And we'd like to think we are a peacenik nation. Well, Canadians are peace loving. But I think what has happened is that we have, in that process of becoming peace-loving or remembering that, we have done a disservice to our military. And even though indeed we are peace-loving, I think we are living in a dangerous world. And the way for us to remain a peace-loving nation is to be militarily strong. And instead, we are treating our military very badly. Our veterans are treated very badly. Their services are being cut back. Their benefits are being cut back. The government can't seem to get it straight what kind of pension they're owed, and any corrections are made or being put off till 2020. I don't understand. I really don't. When I was in university, my brother, who was 4.5 years younger than I, joined the Army at 16. And I was appalled because the whole tenor of the time was no more war, you know, we against war, any kind of war, and that meant against the military. And I was rather ashamed of my brother, and I thought he was making a very bad decision, and I feel very badly about it now, because I think we must honor and respect those who stand for us and protect us against all the nasty people in the world that are quite willing to stand on our neck and deprive us of this wonderful thing we call Canada.
Wow. So a job that may be difficult for some to accept, I'm talking about a job in the military, it's a necessary job.
It's absolutely necessary. And when we send soldiers out into the world, they must be given the best equipment and the best treatment, and instead they are fobbed off with second and third hand equipment, and take some years to get that. Nothing is being replaced. People are dying and not being replaced. Service people, personnel, nothing is being replaced. We are way, way, way behind.
Mm.
So when I read the lyrics, what became the lyrics? I keep saying the lyrics because, of course, it became my song. But I realized 2/3 of the poem was indeed a lament and a requiem. And the last third was a call to arms. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch, to yours, from we be yours to hold it high, if ye break faith with us who die. See, I'm very emotional about this. Every time I talk about it now, I just get charged up. We shall not sleep, though poppies blow in Flanders Field. And I thought, why has this been ignored all this time? Why do we just concentrate on the, oh, how sad, how terrible, no more war, no more war? This is a call to arms. So I really never intended to write a song, but from the moment I read that on camera, this little earworm settled in my ear, and so help me, it just wrote itself. And about a year ago, I remember it was almost finished, but I thought, no time to do anything about it, too close to Remembrance Day. But this year I thought, It's ready. It's fully formed in my ear, even though I've never written it down. And then finally I got my dear friend, my musical arranger for Hit Parade, David Work, to write it down, and he did the arrangement. But it wrote itself. I did not sit down.
Look at that.
With it really, I thought, and when I went, it formed in my ear, I thought, my God, this is a march. This is a march. It's not a hymn. It's a march. It's a slow march.
If it wrote itself, it was meant to be. You know that,
well,
right?
I
this
hope
was meant
so.
To come out.
I really, I feel it passionately.
Wow.
and very deeply. My aunt was a nurse in the Second World War. A couple of my uncles served as well. My dad was in the reserve, but my aunt was over in London during the Blitz, you know, being bombed on and working with our Canadian wounded. And she made a very great impression on me when she came home after the war in her smart uniform and her navy blue cape with a little chain across the, you know, both sides with two little lions. And she was a very glamorous figure to me, but also a very inspirational one. And my first ambition was to be just like her, to be a nurse. Well, that didn't happen. But I feel strongly.
We will hear on our Remembrance Day program here on Sunday. This will be part of that Remembrance Day ceremony here on Vision TV, or excuse me, on Zoomer Radio. You'll be able to hear your rendition of Flanders Fields on Vision TV this Friday at 11 p.m. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear here. We'll play this piece of music. This is a men's chorus.
It's the Canadian Men's Chorus, and I think they've done a wonderful job. Really, I'd like to have 100 soldiers in uniform singing it, but they were not 100 men in uniform and women, but they did a wonderful job. And I think David's rendition, his arrangement, captures the spirit of, you know, of the music. And I hope it'll be meaningful to people other than myself.
Let's give it a listen to a composition by Marilyn Lightstone here on Zoomer Radio.
Flanders fields, we have harpies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place and in the sky. The lark still bravely singing, that scarce heard of in the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago.
I see what you mean.
Wow.
About the tribute to their fighting.
Yes.
And we will continue that if need be.
Yes.
Otherwise, what you've done is for nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
We shall not sleep, which is the worst thing. Worst thing, not to rest peacefully in your grave.
Yeah. It will air, as I mentioned, on Vision TV Friday night at 11 o'clock. You'll hear it here on Zoomer Radio. 11 a.m. this Sunday, of course, Remembrance Day. And In Flanders Fields, musical composition by Marilyn Lightstone with the men's chorus arranged by David Warwick. Does Remembrance Day have a particular meaning to you personally? I mean, I know we all think of the soldiers and the veterans. Is there a connection, a particular connection?
I can't say that it really does, although the last few years I found it very hard to find someone to sell me a poppy. And that has kind of struck me because I wanted to buy a poppy. And it used to be when, you know, when I was a younger person in the world, on every corner there'd be a young cadet, your young airman, whatever, Army, Navy, selling you a poppy. And I can't find a place to buy a poppy. And I find that very strange and kind of a sign of what's happening, as well as the, you know, the headlines that I keep reading about the way our government is treating our military.
Yeah. Well, you're very right about that.
Wow. Okay, you know what? It's just, it's heartbreaking. Marilyn, from this point, though, where do you go from here? Do you see yourself maybe extending this or you know?
I don't know. You know, he's kind of, you send a message out into the world. Yeah. That's my message. And I'd like to think that this idea about supporting the military becomes part of the poem rather than just a lament.
Maybe this is a wake-up, you know. This will just give people in power a bit of a wake-up with our soldiers and our veterans. And maybe it's a newfound respect we can pay.
I'd like to think that. I pray that, really.
Marilyn, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having
me
here
today. Maybe they took a step in that direction last night with the elections, perhaps.
Who knows, right?
We'll find out. Again, Vision TV, Friday night at 11 o'clock here on Zoomer Radio. Sunday, 11 a.m., Remembrance Day. Marilyn Lightstone.
Thank you, Marilyn.